Hi, this is Glenn Sabaluski, and we're here today to talk about life as a young professional. This week brings the fourth annual 10 to Watch Awards, honoring the most promising young professionals in the Seacoast. The contest is presented each year by Catapult Seacoast in partnership with Seacoast Media Group. The 20 finalists have been named from a field of more than 100 people age 40 and under. Governor Chris Sununu is the keynote speaker for the awards ceremony, which will be held Wednesday night at 3S Art Space in Portsmouth. We are joined today by Ken Sheldon, president of Bank of America New Hampshire, the event's supporting sponsor, as well as Portsmouth City Councilor Josh Sear of Alpha Loft, which helps startup companies in New Hampshire, and Ryan Houghton of Dowling Corporation, who is co-chair of Catapult Seacoast, the local young professionals network. Josh, let's start with you. You're a former 10 to Watch winner, and you have a good view of the local economy as a city councilor and with incubating businesses at Alpha Loft. What do you see as the top challenges and opportunities for young professionals in the Seacoast these days?
Well, we'll start with opportunities, and from that front, it's actually all really good. There's an enormous number of excellent businesses here in the Seacoast throughout New Hampshire, and most all of them are hiring. So as a young professional looking to find opportunity, there's plenty of areas professionally to do that. And here in the Seacoast, especially here in Portsmouth, a lot of people don't realize, but we're not just a tourism-based economy or hospitality-based economy. We're actually fairly well-distributed against for financial services, for technology, creative services, and consulting, as well as our hospitality sector. So there's a lot of opportunity kind of all the way around. You don't have to go down to Boston to get a good job. And as far, issues that young professionals facing right now, I think affordability of housing is definitely right up there.
And Ryan, if I could switch over to you right now, let's tell people a little bit about Catapult Seacoast. They hold networking events year-round for people in their 20s and 30s. And a lot of these people are just starting out in their careers. Are you seeing housing, like Josh just talked about, as the top issue? Or what are you seeing as the top challenges? What do you hear from the folks in your group?
Yeah, I would have to echo what Josh said. I do think that housing is one of the biggest challenges and deterrents even from getting people to focus on our market. Whether it be not looking to commute or not being able to afford something in the area, I do think is definitely a challenge. It is encouraging that the job markets are here, and I do think that we have an opportunity to capitalize on some of that and make it a more attractive place all around.
And Josh, maybe I could kick that issue back to you just for a minute. One of our winners from last year, a fellow city councilor with you, is Rebecca Perkins, and she's done a lot of work on affordable housing. Can you maybe give our listeners a little bit of an update on where that stands here in Portsmouth?
No pressure.
Yeah.
So, housing and affordable housing has been a topic in Portsmouth, I think, for the entire time that I've been here, which is getting close to 20 years now. It's not a new topic for us, but it's certainly gotten progressively worse. Where we stand as far as a city council is, there's not a whole lot we can do. We can't mandate, we can't just go buy property for nothing and build our own projects and such. So we have to really work through zoning and interested buyers and sellers. And so where we stand now is trying to get through those really, really tough hurdles, because none of that is simple. And it's not actually just in Portsmouth. This is actually a common theme in virtually any city that's up and coming or seen as desirable right now. That there's a growing movement to go more urban and to have those active downtowns and have life and culture. And so we're seeing this all over.
And on another topic I wanted to bring up, we have a lot of people in the contest this year who own their own businesses. Some of them are one-person operations. And Ken, can you talk a little bit about, that's where financing comes in for sure. And can you talk a little bit about what Bank of America's role in this is?
So I look at it from that business owner's viewpoint, and we've seen a lot of activity in the market. This is one of the highest growing areas in the state. And so I think the opportunities are incredible here. You have so many natural resources, a great community, good arts culture, and great restaurants that draw people in. But as I talk to business owners, there are a lot of positions that they are not able to fill. They're seeing some growth, and they're they're not getting the right kind of applicants out there. So I think this process that we're going through now of identifying and recognizing those talented individuals will help the whole community in terms of developing that economic vitality. And so I'd say from a financing perspective, there are a lot of banks out there. There is a lot of money. The hardest thing for a bank to do is lend into a startup. You know, the failure rate on startups is high. So we've got to be cautious of that and protect our depositors' money. But outside of that, we're all looking for great opportunities to put good money out there.
And I can see Josh nodding. This is right up his alley. What would you like to add to that, Josh?
So just a couple of things. Absolutely right. You know, if you're a startup, if you're working on an innovation-based, high-growth type of company, inherent in its business model is that there are open questions that you need to solve. And generally, that's pretty darn risky for a bank. The good news is that the state of New Hampshire, not as a state, but just in New Hampshire in the ecosystem, has gotten a lot better over the years. It's not still not what I would consider great, but it's gotten better over the years in the angel and venture capital fundraising area, where startups actually can stay in New Hampshire and can find investors in New Hampshire. And if you're a startup, you're trying to figure out how to go down that path, give me a call, shoot me an email. I'm happy to talk about that. In regards to all the other all the other young professionals who have started a business or are thinking about starting a business, there are an enormous number of resources. I particularly work in the startup sphere, but we're partnering with a number of other organizations who provide resources, free resources, to people building new businesses, to young entrepreneurs. SCORE here in the Seacoast is great. The SBDC is excellent as well. So if you're wondering where you can go and what you can do because you want to start your business, you're running a business and you want to get some guidance, again, shoot me an email. Happy to connect you with the right dots to get to, aid where you can get it.
Okay, and shifting back to the 10 to watch contest a little bit. Ryan, as you know, we had 108 brave souls sign up for the contest this year, but we certainly see a lot of young professionals who may be hesitant to throw their hat in the ring or to put themselves out there in that way. What kinds of things does Catapult do to help these folks?
I think, one of the greatest opportunities we have is to be that champion for these individuals. Let them know that getting your foot out there is great exposure for you. And as you become more familiar and involved in the process, these things just inherently become a little bit easier. Don't be scared. A lot of times we hear, I don't really feel like I'm a professional. Anyone is a professional, no matter what your industry or what you do. And there's always something you can be that can be learned or gleaned from peers in the group or just the day-to-day relationships that you make. So, the first step is to get involved.
And Ken, maybe you could share with us why you think it's important for Bank of America to be involved with this and reach out to these young professionals.
Right. And so for us, I'd say that, the better the economy does, whether it's here or across the country, the better we do as a bank. And that's what we're trying to do here, is support these efforts to identify and recognize. And I'd say that the opportunity that folks have here is what we really want to shine a spotlight on. We want to have people stepping forward. As a baby boomer myself, I look at the economy and what's going to drive that economy in the future. We have a tremendous reliance, given the rapid change in technology, on younger folks who have grown up with this technology and that can use that technology to be creative and create the new businesses of the future and create what's going to drive our economy. As that economy gets driven forward, there are more auto loans, there are more mortgages, there are more small businesses, and that's what drives our business. So it all comes back around, but part of what we're trying to do is develop that fabric of this community and pull everybody up and help them see their own value to what's driving this economy.
Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you all for joining us today. The 10 to Watch Awards are at 6 p.m. Wednesday. There'll be lots of great food, and tickets are available at catapultseacoast.org. You can learn more about the contest and see LinkedIn profiles for everyone who entered at seacoastonline.com/10to watch.